Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 25th of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Germany, 1003 expected. Dogger, 997 by 1800 Thursday. New low expected 200 miles west of Shannon, 1007 by same time. New low expected Iceland, 1017 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah. Northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sarah. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie. Northwesterly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic 2 or 3 for a time in east 40s. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 4th, variable 2 or 3 becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Tyne, southwest veering north or northwest veering northeast later 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in German Bight. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly for a time 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, veering northeasterly 3 or 4 later in south. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 or 3, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly later 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in northwest Fitzroy and west Seoul. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, northwest, veering northeast later 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fastnet, westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in west. Occasional rain, good. Occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, cyclonic becoming northwesterly, veering northeasterly later 2 to 4. Showers, good. Shannon, southwest Rockall, northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in west, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. North, northwest 4, 22 miles. 1012, falling. Stornoway. North by west 4, slight rain. 13 miles, 1011, falling. Lerwick. North, 4. 32 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. North by west 3, recent rain. 16 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Aberdeen. Northwest 2, slight rain. 24 miles, 1009 falling. Lucas. East, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1009 falling. Boomer. South by west 2, 13 miles, 1009 falling. Bridlington. West, northwest 2, 1011 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. North, northwest 4. 11 miles, 1012. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 2, 1013, falling slowly. Jersey, North, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Silly Automatic, northwest 2, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, 19 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Aberporth, northwest 3, 27 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Valley, calm, 19 miles, 1013, falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 3, 19 miles, 1012, falling. Valentia, north by east 2, 27 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 2, 1012, falling. Malin Head, west northwest 4, 22 miles, 1013, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest 4, 22 miles, 1012, falling. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 24th of April. General situation. High pressure, centred to the northwest, will continue to decline, but will maintain largely settled conditions across western areas. Low pressure, situated over the northeastern North Sea, will drift southwards. This will maintain a fresher and showery northerly flow across eastern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, veering northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time in south. Veering northerly or northeasterly later in south 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable becoming west or southwest, veering north later 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 2 to 4, veering southwest for a time, but variable 3 or less in Lyme Bay until later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest, backing west for a time, veering northeast later 3 or 4. Fair then showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, veering north or northwest, veering northeast later 2 to 4, occasionally 5. Fair then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, veering north or northwest, veering northeast later 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Northwest, veering north or northwest, veering east or northeast later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Lock. North or northwest, veering east or northeast later 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest, veering northeast 3 to 5. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest, veering northeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. And Shetland Isles, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 20 past 5 with the shipping forecast and news briefing. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Japan. And with tensions rising between the world's two largest economic superpowers, what can the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, achieve on his visit to China?
For the United States, it's about finding a way to work with China as well as compete with China. And for China, they want American businesses to come and thrive here.
Is the clock ticking for one of the world's most popular apps in the US? TikTok says the government's trying to shut it down. What will that mean for businesses there?
TikTok is crucial to my business as a content creator. I credit TikTok with my start as a creator.
That's Business Matters on the BBC. First is the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Police have clashed with pro-Palestinian student protesters in Texas and California as a wave of unrest intensifies at university campuses across the United States. During a visit to Columbia University in New York, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, said the protests must end. He was booed and heckled as he complained that radicals had been allowed to intimidate Jewish students.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country. The madness has to stop. The madness has to stop. We just left a meeting with Jewish students who told us of the heinous acts of bigotry that they have experienced simply because of their faith. Their bravery is inspiring, much more inspiring than some of the activities we're seeing here.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the new $61 billion military assistance package from the United States would help continue to protect lives against Russian attacks. Earlier, President Biden said the U.S. would begin sending weapons and equipment to Ukraine right away after he signed a long-awaited bill, a day after it was passed by Congress. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner said the delay has harmed Ukraine.
It was getting to the point where Ukrainians were starting to mutter some pretty dark words about the United States, about feeling abandoned, all because this hardcore Republicans were blocking the passage of this bill. In the meantime, Russia has taken over 500 square kilometers of territory. That's a lot. And they were threatening places that would give them access to some of the really big strategic cities in the east. I mean, I don't think anybody was talking about Kyiv being overrun, but nevertheless, it was a very dangerous time. 6 months have been lost in this.
The United States has confirmed that it sent long-range missiles to Ukraine for use inside its territory. The US National Security Advisor